Let's go ahead and compare two big phones, the Cricut Outlast and the iPhone 15 Plus. They compare very similarly in big phone size, but there are some differences. Let's compare them. First thing we're going to compare is price. The Cricut Outlast, you can get that phone for free when you switch to Cricut. The 15 Plus, that's an expensive phone. That one is around $900. So you're definitely getting more bang for your buck with the Cricut Outlast, which you can get for free. So the display size, the Cricut Outlast comes in with a big 6.8 inch display. It's actually bigger than the 15 Plus's 6.7 inch display. Resolution is about half on the Cricut compared to the 15 Plus. The display refresh rate, which is very important nowadays, it's impressive that the Cricut Outlast has a 90 Hertz. That sits right in the middle of 60 and 120 Hertz. It's better than the 15 Plus's 60 Hertz refresh rate. So it's better and smoother on the Cricut Outlast. Next is going to be battery, and that's probably the biggest selling point of the Cricut Outlast, its standout feature. Thus, the name Outlast. This phone will outlast anything out there in the market because 6,000 milliamps is crazy big battery. To put it in perspective, a big Android phone battery, which lasts all day, typically has 5,000 milliamps. This has 6,000. The 15 Plus has a little bit over a 4,000 milliamp battery. But it's not going to last as long as the Cricut phone. So battery life is just a huge, huge selling point for the Cricut Outlast. Very impressive. As for the processor, the Cricut Outlast has a MediaTek Helio P35, which is on the lower range. It doesn't compare to the 15 Plus's A16 Bionic. RAM, the Cricut Outlast has 4 gigs of RAM, which is pretty low now. I like to see at least 6. And the 15 Plus, it has more RAM, but it doesn't really matter. Apple devices are just always great with the processor and for RAM. Storage wise, the Cricut Outlast has a 64 gig internal storage versus the 15 Plus is 128. Now for the camera system, it doesn't really matter. The Cricut Outlast just has a terrible camera system when you compare it to the 15 Plus, but it is very serviceable when you have enough light. You have a fingerprint reader to unlock the Cricut Outlast, while the 15 Plus has the Face ID. Both of them have NFC. Basically, it's for tap to pay on your devices. For charging, both of them have the USB Type-C, which is new on the 15 Plus. You have two bonus features on the Outlast that are advantages over the 15 Plus. You have the headphone jack and also a memory card slot for SD card storage. So that's a huge plus on the free device compared to the 15 Plus. Both phones have some form of fast charging with it. It's 18 watts on the Cricut Outlast, and the iPhone 15 Plus has a 20 watt fast charging. So you're gonna get similar charging speeds, but when you combine it with a huge battery of the Cricut Outlast, the whole battery system in general, battery life is much better on the Cricut Outlast. For what it's worth, you're getting a great deal on the Cricut Outlast. It's an impressive phone when it's free. When you compare it with a similar size big screen phone like the 15 Plus, which cost around $900, you're getting a hell of a deal with the Cricut Outlast. Battery life is awesome. 90 Hertz refresh rate, headphone jack, micro SD card slot, NFC. You have all the modern conveniences, except that the screen is not as good, camera's not as good, processor's not as good. But if you want lots of battery life and a big screen phone, the Cricut Outlast is a great competitor to the big screen iPhone 15 Plus.